It's all about keeping the tatas healthy.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Raising awareness for breast cancer.
The Pink Power Hour.
Within the month of October, of course, we are spreading the awareness of breast cancer to the love of so many that have been touched by this disease, either personally or local businesses that help out. And we are so, of course, honored to have another fabulous woman who is actually Miss Tracy's bestie.
Yes, this is one of my very best friends, Melanie Thiel. She is a breast cancer survivor. Hi, Melanie.
Hi there, girls. How are you?
We're good.
We're good.
We miss you, though. We wish you were in studio with us.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was, too.
Well, Melanie, we are, again, so honored to have you grace our show when it comes to your personal, journey when it comes to breast cancer. So tell us first when you were diagnosed.
So I was diagnosed in 2014, and just kind of going about my regular life and doing my normal things. Went in for a routine mammogram, like hopefully all of your listeners do. And they detected something that they wanted to investigate a little bit more. So I, at the time, honestly, I really kind of considered it a nuisance. As you two know, I'm a high school administrator, so I have a life that is ridiculously busy, and taking time off work was really just, I looked at it as a nuisance. So went in for a little bit more of a closer look, and they said, there's something that we really need to biopsy. But don't worry, 80% of the time these come back negative. And again, I was kind of, rolling my eyes thinking, okay, well, if 80% of the time it comes back negative, why am I even going through this? This is going to take a day out of my life. I have to take a day off of work. And I honestly was not really expecting anything. When somebody gives you the odds of 80% of the time it's going to come back negative, you think really positively about that. So I go in for the biopsy, and they say, 3 to 5 days, someone will give you a call with your results. Well, I'm at that 5-day mark, and I hadn't heard anything. So, I call my doctor, and the nurse says, I'm going to have the doctor call you back. So I kind of knew right then and there. I was like, okay, this is not going to be good. Otherwise, the nurse would just tell you, yeah, it's fine. You can follow up with your doctor. So within minutes, the doctor called me back and said, this is positive. And literally, I was sitting in my office. I can remember it like it happened yesterday. Your whole world changes when somebody tells you you have a positive diagnosis of breast cancer. So it was pretty shocking.
Yeah. So, Melanie, how did you process the diagnosis, and who was your support system at that time?
I remember that day walking into I walked right past my secretary. I was crying. I was scared. Went to my boss, who was also a very good friend of mine. And I told her, I gotta go. I have cancer. And it was just like, it was almost like another world. I felt like I was outside of my body, not really understanding. When I spoke to the doctor that afternoon, she told me, all of these things that are gonna happen. I don't remember any of the conversation other than you have cancer. And so, I went home, called my parents, and talked to them about it, called the doctor back the next day, and my mom was on the phone, and we were able to kind of get a clearer picture of what was going to happen. And literally, they had me scheduled for surgery 5 days later.
Oh, wow.
And so it was really quick. So in terms of thinking about it and dwelling on it, the only thing I remember thinking at the time was, get this out of me. And I want to do whatever I have to do to get it out of me. I was also, I was in a relationship at that time that was pretty dysfunctional. And I look back at it now and I think, that was a turning point for me, because the dysfunctionality of that relationship made me realize that I couldn't really count on him. And so it was a lot of things going on at once in my life. So my support system was kind of fragmented. My mom was in Florida for the winter. my dad was up north, and it just, you know, I kind of just got through it. I look back on it now and I think, gosh, I didn't really lean on anybody. I don't recommend that, by the way.
Yeah. Was there ever a split second, Melanie, because we know you're a very strong woman, mm-hmm. that you ever said, why me?
You know, I don't look at things like that. I don't. I look at things like they happen for a reason. And, you know, I started out by saying my life is very busy and I have a, you know, my job is go, 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 go. And to me, I looked at it as, you know, this is the universe saying to me, girl, settle yourself down. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to take a step back. I only took 5 days off of work. That was it. Wow. 5 days. I had my surgery and then I healed for 5 days. I went back to work. It was the holidays and it was, you know, winter and dark. And so I trudged through my treatment plan. I went and got radiated every single day. And I just kind of pushed through it without slowing down. And, you know, I can look back at it now, 5 years later, and think about how I didn't learn that lesson at the time. I'm now 5 years clean, which is a big deal. And so I think now that I'm through it and I feel like I'm in that safety zone, I now have that time to be able to say, that was your sign. You didn't listen to it then. Maybe it's time to listen to it now. So I'm trying to slow my life down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Melanie, I mean, because you're one of my best friends, and I'm getting emotional.
And
I love you so much, and I know you so well. So I know that I had gotten to know you after this had been done. So how has your life changed since this has happened to you?
You know, I feel like I'm more mindful about my relationships with people because you never know when they're going to be stripped from you. I feel like, you know, I have an obligation to help other women and, you know, speak up about getting yourself checked, speak up about healthy lifestyle, not doing things that are, you know, potentially hurting yourself. And I feel like it just, you know, it's given me pause to, you know, to be a better friend and just to be a better advocate for women.
With you being an advocate, Melanie, what advice would you share with those men and women who just found out they've been diagnosed?
I would say find some support and really take the time to process through it. You know, I kind of plowed through it without that. But since then, I have been an advocate and I've been a support for other women who are breast cancer patients or breast cancer. They've been recently diagnosed. And I didn't realize at the time how much I missed that. You know, I went through a training to become an advocate for breast cancer patients. And then one of my good friends was diagnosed not too long ago, and just, you know, having a conversation with her, she just said it meant so much to be able to talk to somebody who also has gone through it. And so, you know, it's changed me, and it's helped me to realize that we all need support. Even though we're strong women, we do need support. Yeah, and get those babies checked is my best advice. Go in. You never know. I had no symptoms at all. I was a routine mammogram. So my best advice, this is October, and I know we're in COVID, and people are leery about going to get medical procedures done, but you have to go and get checked. It's your best defense against breast cancer.
Well, Melanie, if Tracy and I had the opportunity to pick up that beautiful Corvette that we had when we went to see you for prom, we would come and get you, and I would like to go get my Tatas check, because that is something I need to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we so thank you again, Melanie, for coming on to our show. For the second year, you have graced our airwaves with your story. You are so beautiful and strong, and you have so many students that look up to you. And we thoroughly miss you. And I know Miss Tracy. Definitely
yes.
misses you.
Yes, I love you, girl. Yeah,
and I just love you too, Trace.
I just think of the, you know, the amazing person you are, and I, you know, I think it has a lot to do with this too. So it's just, you're amazing. So
thank you. I appreciate it. And you know that this 5-year mark, I just hit my 5-year mark in May. I got my fifth year of clean mammograms, and they, you know, in the breast cancer world, they consider you cured. And so I consider myself very lucky, and I feel like, you know, I dodged one. I've led a pretty colorful life, and, you know, you think about the decisions you made when you were younger and how, you know, things have could have gone a totally different way. So I'm really blessed, and I'm blessed to have people around me who care about me and love me and support me, and, you know, I wouldn't want anybody to have to go through something like this alone.
Well, Melanie Thiel, thank you so much again for sharing your story with us on the Pink Power Hour.
Thank you, ladies. We appreciate you. Yes. Love you, Trey.
Love you.
All right, okay. Madtown's 93.1 Jams is Chris in the Morning Rush, the Pink Power Hour.